In his remarks, Plants made a tongue-in-cheek reference to a chamber presentation last month by Gillum, saying that they did have similarities, but, quote, "I flew here in coach." Plants told the chamber that 2008's controversial Clean Water Initiative would have done more than block mining at Pebble.
Certainly that was driven primarily by anti-Pebble sentiment, but unfortunately the way it was worded, it drew everybody else into the ultimate fighting cage championship thing. So it's we have to be on the lookout for things like that. Individual projects should stand or fail on their own merits.
Plants described the benefits of the Greens Creek mine, which at 330 employees is the largest private sector employer in Juneau. He called it an all-American mine owned by Montana-based Hecla Mining Company. The mine's payroll is $26 million. The average worker pay is $92,000. Greens Creek pays roughly $1.3 million in Juneau property tax, and Plants estimated that the mine employees had about 200 children in Juneau schools. Plants said Greens Creek had an estimated 10-year reserve of ore-bearing gold, silver, lead, and zinc. He said the company was actively exploring ore potential adjacent to its underground site in the Admiralty Island National Monument and looking to expand its capacity to store tailings.
Tailings is what's left over from the milling process. It looks virtually the same as concentrate. It's just that it doesn't have enough metal in it to be economically viable. So in our case, we stack the tailings and compress them. And we're building a hill, basically, that eventually we'll put a cap on and revegetate. Other types of tailings processes down south involve large evaporative ponds and that type of thing that wouldn't be a little tough to do here in southeast.
During Q&A, a chamber member asked Plants if there were any similar mining prospects near Sitka.
The geology of Greens Creek is not at all unique in southeast Alaska. The rock structures, that type of thing, are very common throughout. There's a lot of speculation that there are sister Greens Creeks floating around southeast that haven't been discovered yet. I don't have any specific knowledge on other projects in the Sitka area.
Plants said about 110 of Greens Creek workers made the daily commute to mine by fast catamaran and bus. The boat trip from Auk Bay and Juneau takes about 35 minutes. The Greens Creek camp is built on the old cannery site at Hawk Inlet. Plants conceded that resources at the mine were finite, but the mine facilities might be useful in the future.
When Greens Creek does eventually go away, and we reclaim everything behind us, that is going to be a world-class fishing lodge. Hawk Inlet will be exceptional.
Despite an open invitation, no chamber member asked Plants to rebut any points argued by Pebble opponent Bob Gillum. Plants said, "We want to be profitable, safe, and a good neighbor." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.